Yakima voters made history yesterday by electing two Latino candidates to a city council that has long wrestled with the implications of the city's rapidly growing Latino population. As Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports, it was a challenge brought by the ACLU under the Voting Rights Act that set the stage for last night's victory parties.
Salsa and merengue played in the background as supporters of candidate Avina Gutierrez got the election results on their phones at a downtown restaurant.
Avina,
61%.
Monica Garcia is a local activist who's worked to support Latino civic engagement in the Yakima Valley since the 1960s.
All our life, we have been doing something, working with the people, helping people, hoping we'd see a change, and now it's finally started to develop an act, and it's happening.
The election was the first since a federal judge ruled earlier this year that Yakima's at-large system suffocated the will of Hispanic voters and called for redistricting. Latinos have long been a sizable minority within Yakima County, but they've struggled to win seats in local government ever since Garcia and her husband Ricardo recruited a sheriff's deputy named Ernie Aguilar to become the first Latino candidate for county commissioner in 1968.
Ernie was the one that created the first excitement about political empowerment. He lost, but he garnered so many votes that gave encouragement to the Chicano movement.
47 years later, the Garcias say their moment has come. In another first, a majority of Yakima's seven city council seats will now be held by women. A third Latina candidate is in a race that remains too close to call. In Yakima, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News.